From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Andrea Castillo spent the summer of 2012 working on her mom's campaign for the Miami-Dade County School Board. But before Susie Castillo was sworn into office that November, Andrea died in a car accident. As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports, in the nearly 6 years since, Castillo has taken on project after project designed to honor her daughter's memory.
After the accident, Susie Castillo was getting lots of calls from reporters. Her attorney suggested she hold a press conference. That way she could address the media all at once.
My mind and my heart was in shock. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't put words together.
Castillo had just been elected to the Miami-Dade County School Board. She hadn't taken office yet when she lost her daughter. Andrea died a few days after her 21st birthday in October of 2012. She was killed in a car accident involving a Hialeah police officer. So beyond tragic, her death was also very public. Lawsuits and settlements followed. That press conference was a blur.
When I walked in, there was a whole wall full of reporters with cameras and microphones and everything.
One reporter asked Castillo, would she serve on the school board after all?
Honestly, that was the one question that I remember being asked because I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't thought about, am I going to move forward? The only thing that was in my mind is I had lost my daughter. And I had to do something for her. Her life couldn't just be gone like that, and I hadn't fought for her.
After her first term and her reelection, it's impossible to imagine Castillo's work on the school board and in the community without seeing Andrea everywhere. Because of her daughter's dream of becoming a teacher, Castillo helped found a first-of-its-kind teaching academy at Andrea's high school. She also started a foundation that awards scholarships to prospective teachers who attend the colleges where Andrea had enrolled. Andrea's best friends work for Castillo at the school district and the foundation.
This is one of the few things that really make me smile, make me feel good. And it's not because of what I'm doing, but it's because she lives on.
Are we ready? We're going to sing happy birthday!
Every year since Andrea died, Castillo has held a memorial to commemorate her birthday, October 18th. It has become a reunion of sorts. Andrea's friends, now in their mid-20s, dealing with careers and relationships, come to the beach, catch up, and celebrate her. Last October, Andrea's birthday was in the middle of a week, so the memorial was a few days later, on a Saturday. It was also the fifth anniversary of her death.
Anybody need a balloon?
At the memorial, Castillo's son Kevin blew up balloons with LED lights inside them to make them glow. Using markers, everyone wrote notes to Andrea on the balloons and then released them. Castillo called them messages to heaven. Kevin is now 23, older than his big sister was when she died. He says before the accident, running for the school board seemed like a logical next step in his mom's career. Castillo had spent years working as a school district administrator and later as chief of staff to the mayor of Doral. Now, Kevin says, it feels more like her purpose, what she's compelled to do as a person.
She's using my sister's passing as a compass to tell her, like, okay, this is where you need to go. And my sister's pointing her in the right direction. My sister's idea and her life and her memory is what my mom uses as a driving force to continue doing what she's doing.
Susie Castillo's grief propels her forward, but it also slows her down.
It's like a double-edged sword.
When Andrea died, she had just finished at Miami-Dade College and was about to start classes at Florida International University. So Castillo created endowments at both schools. And so far, 18 students have received $1,000 scholarships.
I want you guys to tell me some things that spiders do to adapt to their environment.
Geraldine Perez was one of the first, and it's already her fourth year in the classroom.
All right, start wrapping up.
A while after she won the award, Perez ran into Castillo at a ribbon cutting at the charter school in Doral where she teaches.
I saw her, you know, cutting the ribbon with all like the big people here in Doral, the city councilman and the mayor was here too. And the whole time I'm like, oh my God, that's Susie. Oh my God, that's Susie.
And after the ribbon cutting, she came up to me And she's like, Miss Castillo, do you remember me? Do you remember me?
I went up to her and I'm like, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Geraldine and I was actually one of your first recipients.
I was overwhelmed. I was like, what? Like, wait.
It was a very emotional moment for both of us.
It's beautiful to see that she made such an impact in this world and there's so many people's lives that she touched and that she lives on through all these people. But it's painful because it reminds me that she's not here.
This was Andrea. She was a very happy child since she was born. She was happy.
Castillo's mother showed me pictures of her granddaughter, one of Andrea with Kevin, one from a ballet recital, one from her high school graduation. To Andrea, May Garcia Clasent was Abuela May. She's 84, and she came here from Cuba in 1961. May was a teacher there and later spent 25 years in Miami classrooms.
I was born to be a kindergarten teacher.
She's the one who inspired Andrea to be a teacher. Now she's watching her daughter help other aspiring teachers in Andrea's memory.
Has that helped you heal at all?
Nothing. No. I think in Andrea every day. I pray for Andrea every day. I cannot show my feeling to Susie because Susie is hurting and I had to be strong for her. But half of my heart is gone.
One of the more recent difficulties Susie Castillo has faced on the school board has been responding to the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. Shortly after, Castillo proposed a new program in Miami-Dade for helping students who are grieving.
It took me a while to bring this forward because it's something that's personal and it's difficult for me to talk about.
And yet another tragedy hit close to home, the collapse of the new pedestrian bridge at FIU that killed six people, including an 18-year-old. Castillo just started a new job as director of alumni relations at FIU, and that was her first day on campus. Castillo says sometimes she has to shield herself.
The pain comes back. You always relive it.
She says she relates to the parents who lost their children in the school shooting.
The loss was in a different way, but the loss is always the same. It's just not natural to lose your child. And it's not something that you ever heal from. You never heal. You just learn how to live a different life.
Susie Castillo has focused on teachers with Andrea in mind. But as it turns out, her work may affect her son too. Kevin started college with plans of becoming an engineer. But recently, he changed his major. Now he's headed for the classroom. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.